Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning. It is January 11th, 2020. It's a year of clear vision.
Yes.
Sherry Hara here with me now from Plants for All Seasons.
Good morning.
She's, you know, the nice man mentioned, you know, our garden pros. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's such a cool thing to mention because, you know, the nice thing about the show is, you know, he leads in, hey, blah, 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 because he's so good at talking. But he talks about, you know, area gardening experts. And that's really what we got. It's not just one.
It's many of
us,
huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of us. So really cool thing we got going on here. This is a show, Home Show Garden Pros, where we talk about gardening. We dive deep. We go high. We talk about photosynthesis. Lots of things happen on this show. And we can do that because we have, you know, brought together this super team of kind of like what Batman did in Justice League. These awesome folks that do this great job that are knowledge experts in it. And we put them in front of you so you can get advice, so you can learn more about gardening. I'm just going to tell you who our co-op members are just right now. Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Garden, Enchanted Gardens, kind of bookending Richmond, Texas down there. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy, and Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. And last but not least, Plants for All Seasons, right there off 249, easy to get to, just past the Weta. Sherry Hara, ladies and gentlemen, Sherry Hara.
Woohoo!
That's
what a
right.
Nice introduction.
Well, thanks. It just got louder.
Right.
No, but Sherry is wonderful and really great at answering your gardening questions. So we hope to get a lot of you guys calling today, get some good advice. You know, as this sort of like a season rolls on, the year unveils, you may be making resolutions. We'll talk a little about those. You may be looking to plan a little bit for the spring. You may not be thinking about gardening at all.
Well, let's hope they are.
Well, that we're going to try to get them to because now is a great time to begin planning. And man, the weather.
How about that storm last night?
Yeah, it was like, I always slept through it. But
yeah.
It was like breezy. The one I didn't sleep through was when I got a text saying, oh, there's a tornado warning in your neighborhood.
Oh.
And I was thinking about the veggie plant, excuse me, the veggie plants that I still have sitting on my garden table out in the garden area.
Oh, yeah, blowing all over the yard.
Yeah, well, then I would imagine one just getting pushed right into the window and me having dill in my mouth or something when I woke up. Didn't happen. They didn't
Darn.
Move at all. So did you guys get any damage in your area?
No, little wind and went through real quick. So
yeah. Did it rain very much?
No, not very much.
So lot.
But
lot
we needed it. We needed a little bit.
We do. We still need some rain. So the rain is so good for plants. It's better than even collected rainwater. The fresh rain is really, really nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So additionally to that kind of storm, air quotes, it's been warm.
It's been very mild.
Yeah,
it, almost spring-like. It's like, where was this weather in October? It was so hot in October.
And it was like really cold, too, for a couple of days in October.
I guess like coldest Halloween on record, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So it's like hot, you know, hey. And now, you know, who knows? Maybe it's climate change. Maybe
it's this
just
little
a wacky
roller coaster.
Winter.
Well, I mean, being in the garden center industry,
right.
Weather rules our world.
Yeah.
And so similar to this weather was about 20 years ago.
Hmm.
And spring sprung the last week of January, and that
wow.
was it.
Oh, my gosh.
There was no more. There was slight little frost after that, so we could be on this similar weather path. But
I, you know, I live kind of southwest of 610 Loop,
mm-hmm.
Bel Air area, and not Bel Air proper. I'm not saying that. Whoa. but a couple of freezes have hit, but like barely freezes, like
mm-hmm.
talking like probably 32.1, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And if I protected, which I have, my eggplant and jalapeno pepper, they're both still cranking.
Yeah.
So I got two eggplants still cranking, jalapeno still cranking. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, and I didn't – I'm north.
Just yeah.
I'm actually a Tomball address.
Mm.
I didn't protect my tomato or my peppers for my fall planting.
Right.
They have a few little burn leaves.
Some
but
singed, yeah.
I mean, it is strange weather.
Yeah.
Not the norm, especially when we came off of – two kind of decent winters.
Yes.
Into this, so yeah.
Well, this kind of pre-sets the stage for some of the stuff we want to talk about. You know, what happens if spring does come early? How can we start mm-hmm. planning? to both maximize and protect, and also explore a little bit about really get a little more deeper on fruit trees.
Yes.
Because the winter is when we really should be thinking about fruit trees in our area. Sherry Hara here, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com. You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Back. I want to take a brief second to talk in this early morning about Mike Ball Irrigation. Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting is the name of the company. And that's what they do. They do irrigation, landscaping, and lighting. You know, it's a new year, new your irrigation. So you can get your irrigation kind of checked out. Now, you may be like, irrigation's irrigation. Whoa, that's not true. There's a lot of new technology from being able to control actually the size of the spray that comes out so you don't lose any to mist, to smart watering systems, watering plants only when you need to, actually systems that pay attention to like scientific findings like evapotranspiration and stuff like that, how much water is the plant actually losing and replacing that, plants that work well with soil life. So a lot of cool stuff. And, you know, a lot of irrigators are scared of drip irrigation systems, and Mike Ball is not, and that is the most efficient way to irrigate, especially when you're talking about things besides lawns. So they'll retrofit and repair an old system. They can update your system, make it work much, much better. One of the cool things they do is inspections. They can do quarterly or monthly inspections, make sure that your system's running great. Because it's not just about if you have a break or you have a leak, but like, is it spraying where it needs to spray? Is it watering the plants it needs to water? A lot of times people have a gap in their lawn on the corner, square lawn, circular irrigation, well, boom, that's where all the chinch bugs are. They're in that space that's dry because that's the setting they like, and now you're bringing in diseases and pests. So again, Mike Ball Irrigation really cares about smart controls and eliminating water waste. So 30% more effective than, more efficient than most systems. So pretty amazing stuff. There are some things that you need to do a checkup on when it comes to your irrigation system in the winter. Now's not a high demand time. Now's a great time where the pipes are empty, and so really great time to do a check right now. So call Mike Ball Irrigation, 713-816-5311. He can install a really incredible system, teach you how to use it, and make sure your plants are healthier, you got smaller water bills, and you're doing less work out in the garden. Really cool stuff. Their website is mikeballirrigation.com.
Great. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sherry Hara with Danny Milliken, and we'd like you to give us a call with all your gardening questions at 713-572-4610.
That is right. We are here. And, you know, it's a live radio show, as Sherry mentioned, mm-hmm. So we love talking to people live. And it's one thing that we can do is that we're you know, kind of freestyling.
Yeah.
We're having a conversation. And the great thing about it is you know, we're very comfortable with each other, so we can pause and interrupt our method if we do have someone that calls in. Normally, right now, we do our emailer of the week, but since Josh is on the phone, we're just going to go straight to Josh. Yeah, hey,
absolutely.
Josh.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, I had a question. I heard you guys talking about topsoil and not having to water in your grass a few weeks ago. I was trying to find out what's the best time to apply something like that.
Well, I would do compost top dressing. You know,
okay.
A lot of people order topsoil, and that's going to be full of sand and clay and sometimes weed seeds. That's great for filling in a hole. But compost top dressing can really be done anytime. I like to have people do it when the grass is actively growing if you're doing it on your lawn. So right now we're at this weird time, like it's growing, but it's not super aggressively growing right now. So you could get out and take advantage of this warm January if you want to, but the grass isn't going to establish as fast as it will if you just wait like another 6 weeks or so. Do a thicker compost top dress at that time.
Okay, and could you recommend a place where I could get it?
What part of town are you in?
I live in Katy.
In Katy, there's Nelson's nursery and water gardens out there, and they have the leaf mold compost in the bags out in Katy.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah, it's interesting. All this time we've talked about compost dressing so much as such a great thing to do for your lawn. You want to get your lawn to the next level health-wise, weed reduction-wise, less watering-wise, compost top dress. But it never really occurred to me that it sounds a lot like topsoil.
Yes. They hear top dress, topsoil.
Well, sure,
right.
Sure.
And topsoil in other areas of the world is actually beautiful, leafy material, right? But here, you just think of when you go out into a native area, the top layer of the soil is sand and clay.
Well, we've kind of fabricated to topsoil to be like almost like where it's topsoil-like.
Yes.
You know, because there's not enough topsoil to sell in the market like there is. It would be just wiping, you know, scraping off the whole area.
Right, right.
So, yeah. Topsoil and top dressing, not the same thing. Top dressing is an activity.
Yes.
Topsoil is a product that you don't really use to top dress.
Like I said, your dog dug a hole in the backyard, fill it up with topsoil because it's cheap.
That's right.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. And I thank you so much for that call, 713-572-4610. We do love answering gardening questions. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. And we have a website, homeshowgardenpros.com. A great place to get information. Sherry's featured on there many times in many videos. That's what we do. We try to get information out via blog, via video. There is also a listen now button. So if you got people out of town that you were like, oh, you got to listen to the show, they can listen live to the show on that button. Throughout the week, if you're on your phone or you just, you know, maybe you missed something in the gardening on the show itself, you can hit that listen live button and listen to the show, and it plays the last two shows kind of in repeat. So pretty awesome stuff. Also on there, and really cool, I love this thing, is there's a Ask a Pro button. And it's another way, if we're not live, which right now we are, but we get to hear what's on your mind, which we do care about that, and pretty cool stuff. So every time during the show, every week in this 7 o'clock hour, we do an email question of the day. So, you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Greg asks, I want to seed my lawn. What grass seeds are good, and when is a good time to do it?
Yes. So, this is the thing, is we have people from all over the U.S. that move to Houston, right?
Oh, yes.
And in the northern areas, seeding is very popular.
Much common.
So, here you have options for seed, just not as many as if you lived, let's say, north of Dallas. So right now we're in cool season, right? You know, we have shorter days, cooler temperatures. So we're in rye, fescue kind of time frame for seeding. Once our soil temperature gets and stays around 74 to 76, we can get to our warm weather grasses. Now, warm weather grasses, we can't do St. Augustine from seed. The desirable types are sterile in the seed form,
gotcha.
Right? So we can do Bermuda grass. But still, we're still a little too cool for it. I would say April, May, we just got to watch that soil temperature, not our air temperature, but our soil temperature.
Gotcha.
When our soil temperature gets up between that 74, 76, that's the ideal time to do it. So Bermuda, there are varieties of centipede that you could do in the lawn. It really just depends on where you live, if that would be acceptable.
Yeah.
And Zoysia.
Okay.
Now, Zoysia takes a long time to establish from seed. Mm. So really, you got to look at what your needs are.
It sounds like that Bermuda is
Bermuda's going to – you'll have more variety choices.
Okay.
You know, there's golf course grade, hybrid types that stay lower and darker green that most people would probably prefer.
Yeah.
Zoysia, like I said, is a beautiful grass, takes forever to establish from seed.
Yeah, gotcha.
And very expensive.
Well –
so you have options.
Take that one off the list.
Yeah.
Noah, but it sounds like you're saying Bermuda's a great, but you got to wait for it.
I mean, you got to wait. You put it out right now, the soil's too cool.
Right.
You know, we still have some warm days, but we have some 30-degree temperatures.
Well, and the nights are so long.
Yep. Yep. And you don't want your seed to just wash away before it germinates.
So if I'm waiting until April to do this, which is the earlier month you mentioned, not, you know, I'm going to see a lot of lawn weeds.
Yeah.
And so if we're talking to Greg directly and he's like, I really want to seed my lawn,
mm-hmm.
is there anything he can put down now to get some coverage? It's late for rye.
It's late for rye. I mean, yeah, I mean, rye and fescue are really your go-tos for your cool season grass. So, I mean, he could have success with that.
Okay.
But I just I don't think it's worth – if he found it on discount, maybe.
Oh, nice. There you go.
but I don't know that I would spend the money right now at this point.
Okay. Well, great answer. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sherry. Greg, hope that helps if you're listening.
I would just say mow your weeds. Yeah. That's what I'm telling people when they come in. They're like, oh, the weeds are going crazy because we've been so warm, right?
Right, right.
So the weeds have been going crazy, but just mow them. None of the weeds that are up right now are long competing weeds.
Sure.
They're just opportunistic.
Reduce
they're
their
there
because
they
heads.
Can be. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com. Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. We are having such glorious weather, bright, sunny, cool days, perfect for working your beds for spring. And we have all the soil amendments, expanded shale, mulch, compost, needed to add to the soil, which will make growing annuals and veggies a breeze, plus the organic fertilizers that are safe and easy to use. And by easy, I mean they won't burn your plants, so it's hard to overdo. Maybe you're looking for a project. Why not add a disappearing fountain to your yard? They're easy to maintain and provide the element of sound, the sound of water music, to your garden. Plus, they provide moisture for birds, bees, and butterflies. So come on out and visit us. You can find all kinds of examples of things that you can add to your garden during these bright, sunny days of winter. You can find directions on our website. But really, it's easy. Just drive west from Houston on I-10, exit 742, which is Katy Fort Bend Road, and make a right. You'll be heading north, and you'll find us up the road, a half mile up on the right. During winter hours, we are open from 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, but closed on Sundays. Call us at 281-391-4769. Now, back to Sherry and Danny.
Thanks, Anita. I hope y'all have a great day over at Nelson's Water Garden. This is Sherry Hara with Home Show Garden Pros. Sitting here with Danny Milliken. We're Ooh. Ready to answer all your lawn and garden questions, which there should be many with this crazy winter we're having. Give us a call, 713-572-4610, and we are here for you.
Yeah, we are. This warm winter with all these little blips of cold, I think, can be confusing for people.
Yes.
In that it's like, you've had this cold time. You've worn your cool weather clothes,
mm-hmm.
but the composite temperature has not been that low.
Right.
And so that's really impactful when we talk about fruit trees.
Yes.
So why don't you tell people about a couple things about fruit trees. One thing that people really don't consider very often is that there's fruit trees and citrus trees.
Right, which are more of our tropical fruits, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then you've got chill hours with the regular fruit trees.
Mm-hmm. And our peaches, plums, apples. Yeah. Pears.
So mm-hmm. what is a chill hour?
Chill hour is an accumulation of time below a certain temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that temperature is like 46, 42 below that.
Right, right. So that you add up the hours
that were below that, which haven't been very many this year.
Right.
So let's say, for instance, apple trees, even on a low chill hour apple tree, like a low number, right? It's maybe 250 to 350. Have we gotten even that?
Mm.
You know, 2 years ago we had ice storm and snow. We had tons of chill hours. We had a actual winter, and people had apple trees that they had had for eons that finally set fruit, and they thought, "Oh my gosh, I'm doing it great. You know, I figured it out. I figured out the – and then they haven't set since. And they probably won't set this year just because we haven't had an accumulative amount of hours of below that temperature.
So that – like that 300 is low.
Yeah. I would say 250 to 300 on some of our varieties. Yeah. That's a low chill hour.
Yeah.
And the great thing about shopping at an independent garden center
– right.
Like a family-owned and operated independent garden center is they specialize in bringing in the low chill hour fruit trees.
That's
so
right. They can...
you walk in there and you find a fruit tree. Most likely it's low chill hour because that's what we are, right?
Yeah.
We get low chill hours.
A benefit too about a place like you're talking about, like Plants for All Seasons, is that – You walk in there, and it's not just that y'all have sourced the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You actually know about it.
Yes.
And that's one thing. I mean, I was at Enchanted, and they have, you know, sheets listed of their fruits they carry.
Right.
Like, that, they're careful about it. You know, they're not really ordering something not off the sheet, because on the sheet is low. And I know y'all do the exact same thing. All of our garden pros do. Carefully selected, and going to tell you a little bit about what they look like.
Yeah.
So we did a video with a red barren peach.
Which is a beautiful plant.
Beautiful plant, but about 400 chill hours.
Yes.
Which would be, you know, pretty safe most years.
Yeah.
But we'll see about this
Depending
year.
On where you live, too.
Yeah,
you know, if you're south of I-10, you're not going to get as many as if you're up in Tomball, right?
Right.
You'll get a little bit more, so.
Well, I really like that you mentioned that it's not exactly known what that degree is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that degree is. I know it's about.
Yeah, but I think it's probably – people say around 42, and they say it pretty confidently.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned 42 to 46, and I do think it's a little higher than we think it is.
Yeah.
But you do want to be conservative when you're shopping
for your tree. Had an extended amount of time where our temperature stayed 45, I think that would suffice.
Right.
Now, if we got below that for an extended amount of time, I think it'd be even better. Right?
No, right.
You know, if we really got cold, you know, a lot of fruit trees, like apple orchards, for instance, are up north.
Yeah.
I mean, you go up to drive between, like, when we go to Ohio, we drive up to Canada, it's just apples everywhere.
Wow.
And they love that really extreme cold weather. So, I mean, it's beneficial to our trees when we actually have winter.
That is awesome.
Yep.
So we'll kind of explore this a little bit more, but chill hours is for sure one of the things you want to make sure that you're paying attention to when you buy fruit.
Yes.
So 713-572-4610. Vaughn, I see you holding up there. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
It's time to prep and till your soil for spring. Hello, friends. Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. We have tools that'll make your dirt work easier. Bring home a Steel or Echo garden tiller to finish big jobs in a hurry. Toss your broken, dull tools, start new, and pick from our expansive wall of garden tools. Come visit Southwest Fertilizer. We've got everything to get you ready for spring. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. And we are excited about the Texans.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's exciting to be in the playoffs. It's easy to take for granted because we've been in this spot before. But, man, if we win AFC Championship, that's good stuff. I think we got the guys to do it. But before then, I want to talk about Tuesday because OBA, that's the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, also known as Organic Educators, have an awesome event on Tuesday. A really, really cool-looking event.
So exciting.
Yeah. Right. So you have two local experts,
uh-huh.
which I always love it when we lift up local experts because we have a lot of just incredibly respected, incredibly knowledgeable
A lot
experts.
Of talent in Houston, right?
Absolutely, including you.
Oh, right.
So Christine Vieira-Bailey and Dr. Bob Randall will be presenting at the next event this Tuesday, January 17th. They'll get it on the calendar, plan to be there. Christine is a functional nutritionist, so she does functional nutrition, how your body actually uses the food, how it works. So she's a board-certified holistic health practitioner. She will share how to take care of your health, how you can take control of your health. And this is just getting your physical health going while mm-hmm. also making sure you're enhancing your life mentally and physically. Food plays such a huge part in how healthy we are.
And healthy food, too.
Yes.
Organically grown, healthy food.
Absolutely. The better the food, the better you. And then what's awesome is right after that, best-selling gardening author Dr. Bob Randall will talk about how to grow and design food gardens that provide that healthy quality food. So it's really kind of a double, you know, combo there mm-hmm. where it's like you have someone to teach you why eating good food is so important, really, and getting deep in that. She is so knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. And then another dude coming in, Dr. Bob Randall, talking about how to grow that same food.
I think he's grown every type of food.
Yeah, yeah.
In Houston,
some.
Too, which
You're right.
has got its challenges. But
You're
he's got a
right.
great book called Year Round Gardening, and you can grow year round, and he can show you how to do it.
A good book, and actually a new edition just came out. So,
yep.
Well, registration starts at 5 p.m. this Tuesday. Again, going to be a great event. All the events are super. It's at the United Way. For tickets and details, available now at obaonline.org/events. obaonline.org/events. Going to be great stuff. I love what OBA does.
Yes.
In fact, we have a big OBA announcement later in the show. But so we're talking fruit trees.
Yes. Chill hours.
Chill hours. But, you know, a lot of people, I think, want to get more fruit trees in their space. So mm-hmm. We're going to keep on chatting through that. This is Home Show Garden Pros. The number to give us a call, 713-572-4610. And Van, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
Okay. Thanks for taking my call, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have a yard that I need to raise up a couple of inches. It's St. Augustine grass. There was a cypress tree in this yard for a few years. You know, the knees kind of grew up in the grass, and it's really kind of created a mess. But I'm wanting to cover that St. Augustine with something in order to you know, just get away from those subsidence and the issues of those little knees that are kind of sticking up in the yard.
Okay. Is the tree still there?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Took the tree out.
Okay. So you want to know the best way to build that up again?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This is what I recommend doing. I think, you know, if you're having to go up inches, it could be very costly with just pure compost. So I would do a layer of topsoil, just depending on how high you need to go, and then top dress that topsoil with a real high quality compost. So do your bulk building with something less expensive and then come back with a nice layer of compost top dressing.
Okay. And can you buy, you know, like a truckload of the compost top dressing? I know I heard you saying something a minute ago about about bags, buying it by the bag. Well, obviously, I'd need more than that.
Yeah, absolutely, you can. You know, anybody's going to have a topsoil that you could get delivered. But like Nature's Way has their leaf mold compost, and not all composts are created equal. So get a real high quality compost. But Nature's Way can deliver the leaf mold compost to you.
Okay, Nature's Way.
Nature's Way Resources.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Van. Nature's Way additionally has the best topsoil in the industry.
Yeah.
And so that's a tough thing, thinking about raising a whole lawn is overly daunting. One wild thing that I always want to point out when everybody has a situation like this, be it drainage or a loss of height, is that our whole area after Harvey is almost 2 inches lower.
Yeah.
And that's just soil compaction.
Yes.
In some places there's erosion involved, but most lawns, that's just air
just sunk
coming
down.
Out. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so getting, you know, maybe not going up the full 2 inches that you're going for,
mm-hmm.
but maybe targeting less than that and your compost top dressing and maybe getting some air back in there, get another half inch on top of whatever you're putting
down. Right. The compost alone will kind of meld with your hard compacted ground and loosen it up and fluff it. So,
right.
Yeah. An inch of compost could give you 2 inches of rise.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely could. So then you're talking really about 2.5 inches of gain.
Yes.
Because that compost won't all just go away.
Right.
So Absolutely. Interesting. Van, thanks for that question. That's a really interesting project you got going on. And man, I do love cypress trees.
Yeah, maybe a Montezuma cypress in a front yard instead of a bald cypress.
In a wet lawn, a bald cypress is a tough choice.
Yeah.
713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros, we're answering your gardening questions. Having a nice time doing it.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful day.
So we want to hear from you, too. One more time, 713-572-4610.
You got to eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Feed your plants. Choose MicroLife Humates Plus Granular with the purple label. MicroLife Humates Plus is concentrated compost in a bag. Easy way to improve all soils and support all plants. Feed now and your plants will love you back in the spring. MicroLife Humates Plus Granular Fertilizer, perfect for winter feeding. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, located in 1675 North Park in beautiful Kingwood, Texas, the livable forest. We're so grateful to be a part of this community, and we look forward to seeing you in 2020 and seeing what the new year will bring. Coming soon to Warren's, bare root hostas and daylilies. Also, a new shipment of beautiful houseplants. Also coming soon, citrus fruit trees and incredible edibles like blueberries, strawberries, and other fruiting shrubs. Take advantage of our Seed Saver sale while supplies last. We're making room for the arrival of our new spring seed. While supplies last, BOGO, any one package of seed and get one of equal or lesser value free. We're planning an exciting lineup of classes, workshops, meet and greets, and gardening clinics for 2020. Check our Facebook page calendar in the coming weeks for class descriptions and dates. Warren Southern Gardens is located at 1675 North Park Drive in beautiful Kingwood. We're open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sundays from 10 to 5. And now, back to more of your gardening questions with Sherry and Danny.
713-572-4610, Home Show Garden Pros. So, Sherry.
Yes, Danny.
What's happening in your garden these days?
Oh, in my garden at home. Wow. There is so much confusion with my flowers. I have impatiens and begonias in full bloom. Like, everything just thinks it's spring,
right? Yeah, yeah. It's cool enough for the violas and the pansies.
And the, everything, yeah. And the alyssum is outstanding.
I bet the cyclamen.
So, right now, everything's pretty... It's beautiful, right? My camellias are blooming. My ligularia has bloom spikes on it with the beautiful yellow flowers. So everything is really just like happy with this January weather.
Yeah.
So now I'm just kind of at maintenance stage, like pull a few weeds every now and then.
Have you had the experience where like someone not from Houston is like, it's so hard to grow plants here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, daily.
Yeah.
Daily people come in and they're like, yeah, things just don't grow in the ground here. What?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing because everywhere I go, there's plants in the ground.
Well, there's so much. There's a lot that's easy to take for granted, and it's true of all of life, right?
Right.
But if you've got like a residential area, if you're in a new development, and new could be 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a good chance your soil hasn't made any significant progress.
Right.
In fact, there's a pretty good chance it's made regress. It's regressed.
Absolutely. Especially if you're not sure what you're doing.
Right.
And you're just like following what the advertisements on TV say and putting your weed and feed down just because the commercial said, you know, that's...
No, and you're doing
that's actually undoing any good work that you've done.
Yeah. And you, or you're doing that on top of this kind of like really bad builder soil that got put down to
right.
be able to build your house on it, but it was cheap, so they made the whole lawn out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been in some of these neighborhoods and it's like... there's a puddle here to my right. 6 feet to my left, there's a dry patch.
And hard as a rock,
in
right?
lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all hard as a rock.
Yep.
And so, I mean, if you're not seeing a lot of kind of interesting growth, you're only seeing weeds growing, and your flowers are inexplicably not thriving, like you probably got soil problems.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're going to explore here in a little bit as we come back from this next break is how to improve. Now is the time to do it before everything really explodes.
Yes.
But how to take that next step in improving your landscape soil. So here with Sherry Hara, I'm Danny Milliken, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
For generations, Benjamin Moore's Regal Select has been the paint you rely on most for its performance and versatility. Available in a variety of sheens and more than 3,500 colors, Regal Select applies smoothly and finishes every job with discernible sophistication. Visit your locally owned Benjamin Moore store for expert advice. Learn for yourself why Regal Select is the brand painters and Tom Tynan trust. To find a store, visit homeshowradio.com/paint. Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
713-572-4610. The nice man got it right, as he always does. Sherry Hara here with me right now. And basically, we're talking about this myth that Houston's a poor gardening city.
Yeah.
We got the weather to garden.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly have the weather to garden. You can always be growing. ABG.
There's always something.
But some developments are set back.
Mm-hmm.
Some, even if you're in like Meyerland or... you know, West U, a very old established neighborhood, the Heights, Edu, Eastwood, you may have damaged your soil as well.
Sure.
So just give us a couple tips on how to improve. I'm really focused on landscaping beds.
Okay.
Lawns.
Okay.
Lawns to me, it's like you compost top dress.
Yeah
that's it. Okay. You know what I mean? And then you're done. But let's talk a little bit about really improving landscape beds.
Okay. So the most beneficial thing you can do is anytime you go to replant, add compost, right? Mm. Add good, high quality compost. But the easiest thing that anybody can do is use a real high quality hardwood shredded mulch. So hardwood shredded mulch is going to add like a good quality hardwood shredded mulch, not a dyed mulch, right? Mm.
So there's pretty big differences in mulches.
There is. Mulches are created equal. But if we're trying to build soil, we want to use a good quality mulch. Now, once you get your soil built, then you could use something like pine needles, for instance.
Once it's built.
Once it's built and you feel like your soil is great. When you dig holes and you find tons of earthworms in the soil, then you've kind of arrived there, right? And then you can just compost every now and then. But, you know, I know a lot of people like to use pine needles for mulch in certain areas. But I don't recommend doing that until your soil has reached this certain point. Right?
And that, to me, makes some logical sense because the reason people want to use pine needle mulch is because, A, it's reddish and it lasts a long time.
Right.
Well, that should be an indicator to you.
Yeah, if it lasts too long, it's not breaking down, you need to build your soil.
Yeah. And so, you know, something you can do is maybe a heavier, if you love pine needle mulch, could you put down a layer of compost and then still use your pine needle mulch?
Yeah.
So, but that would still require like a little extra work anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But I would say in the beginning, let's use a good hardwood shredded, high quality. Like Nature's Way makes a native mulch that's fine screened. It's
beautiful.
They have a coarse one that lasts a little bit longer. But you really want to put something down with a good compost element to it.
Okay.
Right. And I have actually mulched my beds with compost. I don't recommend doing it around your swimming pool because if the wind blows, it might blow into the pool. But but in my flower beds in the front yard, I've actually mulched before, and it's a nice, dark, rich color. It almost looks like a black mulch, but it's not dyed; it's aged.
Right. Gotcha.
So that's one thing you could do. That's going to be the most beneficial. A nice layer of mulch is going to change that soil underneath without pulling all that. So a lot of people come in and they're like, I'm just going to take all my soil out and bring in all new soil. And I just think that's overkill. It's a lot of work.
Then continue the practices that led them to the bad
spot. Exactly.
Right.
So let's work with what we have don't remove completely. Now, if there's a big clump of clay in there, sure, toss that out.
Sure.
But I like to change soil, not remove.
Yeah, gotcha.
Amend it.
No, sure.
Remediate
amend
it, whatever
versus,
you want to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about any like liquid additives or fertilizers?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
MicroLife has a great line of liquid, let's say, plant foods and soil amendments. Super Seaweed is a very powerful soil amendment. And then they have their Soil and Plant Health, which is a combination of humic acid and molasses.
Oh.
And the molasses in there will stimulate your microbial activity. So that's a great, great product to add. Whether you do a compost top dress or not, that would be something good to start putting into your beds.
Okay.
With a watering can, a bucket, a sprayer, however you want to apply it.
Well, and lastly, something you've taught me a lot about is using humic acid as a tool mm-hmm. for soil improvement as well, just by itself.
Yeah, the humic acid will actually change the structure of the clay, right? It'll kind of bust it up and start changing that into more of a soil instead of just a clay particle, right?
That's awesome. So we got a plan. Let's say you got a terrible landscape bed. It's not mm-hmm. doing anything. First step, maybe chunk some humic acid down.
Mm-hmm.
Then compost it. Once that compost kind of goes away, use very good mulch
mm-hmm.
and keep it on there. Don't let it be bare.
Right. Bare soil will just be a weed bed, right?
Right.
Mother Nature wants her soil covered, so there will always be a weed that gets in there. So a nice layer of hardwood shredded mulch will help cut back on the weeds.
That's awesome. And then when it comes down to it, Super Seaweed and then that humic acid molasses mix are two good go-tos.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, awesome. Thanks so much. You know, if you caught that or came in late to it, then you got some great advice right there.
Yep.
So that's really wonderful stuff. 713-572-4610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Answering your gardening questions on Home Show Garden Pro. And we're going to keep that going for Ask the Yard Geek. This is time for Ask the Yard Geek with Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. And Rebecca from Braze Oaks, hey, my neighborhood, she asks, and Bob, I'm actually glad you're here to answer this question because I'm not sure about it, but she asked, starting to see more migrating birds arriving, which bird seeds attract the best backyard bird watching for winter?
Yes, I mean, it's a great time to feed the birds here in the Houston area all year long is, but especially in the winter time, it's a good time just to feed the feeder up and sit back and watch the show they put on. You can use black oil sunflower. That's a very popular seed, a good wild bird seed mix. And there are several that are available. Safflower is a good one to use. There's our no-mess seeds that have already been shelled so you don't have all the shell droppings underneath the feeder and things like that.
Right.
And, of course, just regular peanuts. Make sure they're raw or maybe even roasted. But they like those, and the blue jays and a lot of the birds like the peanuts. I would make a suggestion that you keep two or three bird feeders in the backyard, not just one, but have several. Make sure they're in a good part of the yard that gets good protection, that the birds feel safe, you know, with some shrubs or some trees right around the area.
Oh.
Keep it away from your cats. Nothing worse than having a cat sitting at the bottom of the bird feeder. That's not going to help at all. But keep the bird feeder cleaned. I mean, just wash it out with warm, soapy water every once in a while. That is very helpful on that. Keep it filled with good seed. And I think you'll have a great show to watch in the wintertime.
That's
so
awesome.
Thank you for the question. And, folks, if you have any kind of yard problems or any kind of bird questions and you're looking for suggestions, just grab a picture or a sample and stop by Southwest Fertilizer. We have organic and synthetic solutions for almost every lawn and garden problem. We're easy to find, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or email me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.